on sale, discount, 50% off, 2 for 1. It's cheaper now. Woohoo! And it seems as humans we get really excited about a sale. If we thought it was going to cost this much money and now it only costs this much money, it's on sale, we seem to go a little bit crazy with our credit cards, with our spending, with our shopping. I was shared some great information a long time ago by a very wealthy person. The question was simply, Roey, would you buy it if it wasn't on sale? And if the answer is yes, that you would invest full price because you want it that much in your life, then consider purchasing the thing that's on sale. But if not, perhaps it could be a waste of money. And I took note of that because it seems that wealthy people have different spending habits. They use their money differently than people that have no money or people that are struggling for money. And at the time, I was certainly struggling for money and I wanted to live a life a little different. So I decided that that would be a great strategy. If I wasn't going to buy it, if it wasn't on sale, then I certainly wasn't going to buy it if it was on sale. So why do people discount? Why do people have sales? Why is this the price one day and then the next day it can be half the price? And some shops even more. Some shops will have a 60% sale or an 80% sale. Whoa. Here's a really interesting question when it comes to professional businesses, professional services, top-end products. If you determine how much something is worth. And obviously when you're determining for your service business, so if you are going to provide your time, the suggestion is that you work out how much you want to earn, what your expenses are, and you divide that by the number of hours that you want to work, and that would then determine how much you're going to charge for your services. Now, that seems logical and common sense. What doesn't seem logical and common sense is why people would then or could then discount that price. Because obviously you've worked out exactly what you need to earn to have the life that you want to have. And if you then discount that price, if you cut that price, if you reduce that price, which part of your life would you be cutting out, reducing, getting less value for? And I think it's a really important question because a lot of people determine their prices by what other people are doing. So if they're charging that much, I better not charge any more than that. So the baseline is, and I'll go through the equation again. What do you want to earn so that you have a life that you really enjoy and you will never have to struggle for money? You will always feel that you are financially secure. You then add your expenses to that amount. You divide that by the number of hours you want to invest into your business every week, every month, every year, and that will then tell you how much to charge. How then could you discount that? And I will always ask that question. So if you're providing a service, how could you then discount that? Now, that's just the pure business logic of that question. How could you discount? Because you're providing yourself with the life that you want. The reason that other people discount or the reason that businesses have discounts, could that be a great question? Why would you reduce the cost, the value, the price of your product or service? What's the purpose of doing that? And it's often considered, well, I will be able to attract more people. They might come into my business if they would never come before. And that way I can maybe have customers for the future. There's a great question to ask there. What kind of reputation does a business have if they discount on a regular basis? Or if they have discounts, or if something is 2 for 1 or half price, is it possible that there will never be a time where that product will ever be worth the amount of money that you originally shared that it would be worth because people know that you can sell it at half the price? If you sell it at half the price and you're not making any money, then is it possible that that could be bad for business? What if you sell a lot of product, but you're not making any profit, you're not making any money? Is it possible that you won't be selling that product or service for very long? Because you'll go out of business. Seems fundamental to me. The other thing that's really interesting when it comes to discounting, yes, there's lots of shops that do it and we all seem to love it. It seems like a headspace that I love to go and buy something because it's on sale. So I'm going to ask that question again. If it wasn't on sale, would you still buy it? And then there's some interesting shops, and you've probably been there too or seen their advertising, where they're always on sale. So they always have a sale on Thankful Day Thursday, or they always have a sale at Christmas or Easter, or they have a half yearly sale. And is it possible that there are people that wait for that product or service to go on sale because they know that it will? And there's a couple of interesting large chains of stores where they not only are always on sale, but everybody knows that every Thankful Day Thursday or every Super Day Saturday, they're going to be on sale. So people perhaps will browse online and then they only go into the store when the product is on sale. And that might be a great business practice, and there are certainly businesses that do that. And perhaps that psychology of, oh, people feel like they're getting a bargain because we're always on sale. But I'm going to ask the question, what does that do for your reputation as a business? What does that say about how you value your product or service? And is it possible that that product or that service will never be worth full price because people know that it's going to be on sale? When it comes to, and that's, I'm just talking now about shops that sell furniture or white goods or homewares or clothes, I'm now going to ask the question about the human body. Because as an exercise professional, one of the things that I find embarrassing in my profession is how often the product of being healthy, fit and strong, the service of helping people to be healthy, fit and strong, is discounted. It seems common practice for gyms, personal training studios, boot camps to have a 2-for-1 sale or no joining fee or 1 month, 1 month for free, or come for a month and you can bring your friend for free. Or there's a whole, and we've all heard them, there's a big long list of ways to discount what you have originally shared with people that you believe your service to be worth, your gym, your personal training studio, your boot camp. And often people will say, if they join a gym, you know, can I get a better deal? Can I get a better price? And I'm wondering if you would ever say that to your doctor, if you would ever say that to your cardiologist, your plastic surgeon, your orthopedic surgeon, if you need a knee replacement. Imagine saying that to the plastic surgeon, look, I'll pay for one boobie, but can I have one for free? Or a knee replacement, I'll pay for one knee to be replaced, but can I get the second one for free? Imagine if you saw an ad for that. An orthopedic surgeon has a 2-for-1 sale, or orthopedic surgeon is 30% off for the next 1 month. you'll never see it because, number one, medical professionals in particular are not allowed to do that because it is considered to be unprofessional. It's considered that as a professional person, you would appropriately price your service to suit your education, to suit your years of experience, to suit the way your business practice is put together professionally, and that would be your price. You would never discount. So as an exercise professional, I always, as I shared, feel very embarrassed when I see signs that say half price, 2-for-1, 10% off, free. Free is really interesting because obviously if I get it for free, what is the value then? And if we're talking about being able to help people to be, when I say healthy, fit and strong, let's put that into some serious perspective, what that means. If somebody is healthy, it doesn't just mean that they're not sick. I like to think of healthy as having energy and enthusiasm and excitement for life, having vitality every morning when you wake up, having a body that can go and do all the things that you want to do. And you can be more productive because you don't get sick. You've got a strong immune system that can fight germs, bugs, viruses, and diseases. Healthy, fit, strong people tend to have better posture, better hair, skin and nails. They tend to be less likely to be overweight, certainly never obese. People who can literally go and play a sport, do an activity, overcome challenges, live a life that has energy, enthusiasm and excitement. I love that, the three E's. And what is that worth? And it's a great question I always ask. If somebody could go and buy a new body in a shop, literally. I want to have a certain body and I want to look a certain way and have a certain level of energy and vitality. If I actually buy that, how much would it be worth? And I always compare that to, there are people who invest $1 million or more in a home, $100,000 or more in a car, $50,000 or more on a holiday. If those people could go and buy a new body, how much would they invest in that body? And if you think about how valuable it would be to have a healthy, fit, strong, lean, energetic, vital body, what would that be worth to you? And as an exercise professional, I'm very passionate and proud to say that that's what we do for people. And how and why could we discount that? I'll go back to the beginning. If you have worked out that you need to have people invest a certain amount of money because that's the number of hours that you're going to invest into your business, and that's the level of education that you have, that's the level of experience that you have, and you've chosen to run your business in a professional way, just like a medical professional, how could you discount? And if you do, what would that do to the reputation of your business, of your product or service? And even more importantly, what does it do to your own headspace? If you believe that you're worth a certain amount of money and then you discount that to what, compete with another exercise professional or to compete with another gym, it's interesting to watch what's happened with gyms. They've gone from $50, $60 a week down to $30 a week, down to $10 a week, down to $7 a week. And my last trip to America, it was down to $10 a month. $10 a month to join the gym. Now, everybody has the right to run their business in the way they want to run it, of course. But what happens to our professional reputation as exercise professionals or the provider of the product that adds so much value to people's lives? When people talk about going to the gym at $10 a week to be expensive, but to drink a glass of wine at the pub on Funday Friday evening for $10, $12, $15 or more to just be a normal practice, how does that compute? I always talk about, if I'm healthy, fit and strong and I'm active and I love my life and I also like to drink, it means that I can drink without having any major health challenges. I can actually enjoy that glass of wine or that beer on Funday Friday. But if I'm not healthy and if I'm weak and if I'm diseased and depressed and all the horrible things that happen to the human body, if it's not healthy, fit and strong, what happens to the value of my life? And that's probably the most important question. So, of course, businesses discount, and it could be to attract more customers. It could be to get rid of old stock. It could be that's just their business practice. But you as an exercise professional, or you as a person who has a facility where people can come to get healthy, fit, strong, lean, have a better self-esteem, great hair, great skin, great nails, avoid germs, bugs, viruses and diseases, age with great quality and stay young for much longer, what is that worth? And if we start discounting that beautiful product, what would that say about our product? The medical professionals that are not allowed to discount, they are providing a service in response to a problem. So cardiologists are expensive because heart operations are a challenge. Going to an endocrinologist or a cardiologist, a orthopedic surgeon, they're all really expensive because they're the people that have to fix type 2 diabetes, stroke, heart attacks, the horrible things that happen when we're not healthy, fit and strong. And those people are very expensive. They never discount, and we find them to be very valuable because they stop us from dying when we're sick. Well, what about us as exercise professionals? We stop people from dying because we stop people from getting sick. We have the prevention and or the cure. So if we want to prevent our kids from ever having coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, obesity, stroke, 80% of cancers, if we keep people healthy, fit and strong, we can help prevent and or cure all of those. And then if you add in something as simple as, could we get injured? Could we have an accident? And of course, the answer is yes. But if somebody's fit and strong, they will recover quicker from that accident or that injury. So then we go to chiropractors and physiotherapists and other allied health professionals who also don't discount and not allowed to discount because it would be unprofessional. But they're the people that fix injuries or they sort out medical challenges in relationship to activity. We can prevent them. If we keep people healthy, fit, and strong, they're less likely to get injured in the first place. And if they do get injured, much less likely to recover slowly. Because if you're active, you obviously want to recover quickly, which also means you have a better headspace. And we can't, as exercise professionals, not talk about headspace, about mental health. Because as exercise professionals, what we do is make sure that the brain stays healthy, the brain stays young, that the right chemicals are pumping into the brain to make sure that we feel happy, that we feel secure, that our brain can think clearly. They're all the things that happen when we get puffed, when we lift heavy. And that's what people go to the psychologist and psychiatrist, the neuroscientist, they talk to head doctors about is, how do I feel good? And if you've ever been to a psychologist or a psychiatrist, if the government didn't pay for it, you would know that it's a very expensive experience to get people's mental health right. Well, as exercise professionals, we could help, do you think? How much could we help when what we do pumps literally the biochemical changes into somebody's brain that helps get rid of depression or prevents depression, anxiety, stress, all the things that make us feel mentally unhealthy? If you're as passionate as I am about exciting people to be healthy, fit, and strong, why would we want to discount our product or our services? Wouldn't we want people to believe how valuable they are? And I'm literally talking about how valuable are you? And if you have your own business, that will be different. That in dollar investment will be different for every individual exercise professional, because what you do, could it be different to what other people do? The way you live your life, the hours that you want to invest into your business, the people that you want to work with, where you want to do business, they're all different for each individual exercise professional. So how could we possibly all charge the same thing? So I'm asking from my heart to yours, if you believe that you have a beautiful product that can add massive value to people's lives, the question is, why would you discount it? Why wouldn't we just add more value? And is there more value than creating a safe, effective, short, even fun exercise program that can get people healthy, fit, and strong? Often we talk about time being valuable. So often, oh yeah, our class goes for an hour or 45 minutes, or you've got to come to the gym 3 times a week, or you've got to train for an hour. What if we could provide people with really short, sharp exercise programs where they didn't have to go and exercise for a long time and they had more time to invest with their family or their friends or doing other activities because they were so healthy, fit, and strong? Couldn't that be adding massive value to people's lives, which would then also make us unique and different, perhaps from every other exercise professional who's providing long, boring, complicated exercise programs. So how can you add value to your customers' and clients' lives so they will feel the value? And that will be my really important question. It was asked of me a long time ago, Rowie, when people invest $1 in you, what will be the return on their investment? If people invest $10 in you, what will be the return on their investment? If people invest $100 in you, what will be the return on their investment? And the question was asked, if you, and I always use this as an example, imagine if you could go to the bank and they had a new interest program where if you give them $100 and come back in half an hour, you get $200 back. If you invest $50, you come back in half an hour, you get $100 back. If you invest $15, you come back in half an hour and you get $30 back. Imagine how successful that bank would be. And would you go to that session at the bank? You can only go once, twice, three, four, five, six, 7 times a week. But every time you go, every dollar that you invest, you get double the return of your investment. Well, I took that on board as a really great question, and laterally thinking that, of course, is that every time somebody comes to your class and if they invest $15, will they get at least $30 worth of value? If somebody comes and does a personal exercise session with you and they invest $50, will they get $100 worth of value? And if somebody joins your health club or your facility and they invest $30,000 a year, will they get $60,000 a year back in return on investment? Regardless of what you charge for your product or service, if we are adding massive value, doubling, tripling the value of what we do, is it possible that people wouldn't not only not want us to discount, it would be embarrassing because they're feeling like they're already getting double the value of their investment. So what a great question to ask. How can I add value to people's lives rather than discount my product and service? Could that be a great question?